97.3 Nash FM. It is Nash Next Artist to Watch Thursday. Welcome back, Seth Coquitt of Harvest Suns, to the studios.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Kristen.
It's been so long since you've been in studio. I actually was thinking about this. Do you remember the last time you were in studio? The day after the Cubs won the World Series.
That's been a while.
It has been a while.
I hope we get another one of those.
I know, right?
I will never forget that day either.
Yeah.
I mean, who could forget that day?
Oh,
but I mean, it's in such a good mood that morning.
we were all so exhausted.
Everyone was like in this state of happiness because the Cubs finally won the World
yes.
Series. Magical.
I know.
Yeah.
You, I think, were on several Red Bulls. I had with several Red Bulls.
It was a long night as well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got maybe an hour of sleep because I went to like Dick's Sporting Goods to get all my World Series gear after that. It was like Black Friday. And I think we spent half of your interview talking about the Cubs.
Yeah, I think the hard part was not to stay out the rest of the night after they won.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was the hard part going home.
Yeah, right? And like, oh, wait, I have to be up like super early.
Three hours.
I almost decided not even to sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I went home early that day because I was just like exhausted. But
what a good day.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
Last time I was on here.
Yes. So welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
Yeah, yeah. You've had quite a year.
I've had quite the year. 2017 was a great year for me.
Yes, yeah. You became a dad.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, how's dad life so far?
It's been pretty awesome so far. She sleeps through the night, so it's not as exhausting as I thought it was going to be, but still pretty exhausting. I mean,
now you know if you have another one, like that one will not sleep through the night, and so you're going to be like, but I don't understand. Your sister was so easy.
Yeah, your sister was easy, and if it's my son, you know, we'll have that talk when,
when we get there. Now, is Cora a future band member? You have a musician on your hand?
Cora likes when I play the guitar for her.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that she is probably destined to be a musician herself.
Absolutely. Going to get her started on guitar as soon as she can hold it.
Yeah.
So she's how? Four
she's,
months old?
She's 4 months old on the 18th of this month. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's been awesome.
Yeah. Kind of crazy
first
whirlwind.
First Christmas is in the books, you know.
Yeah.
First New Year's is in the books. She's been nothing but a blessing for me.
Good.
And Lindsay. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Good.
I definitely recommend having babies.
You endorse dad life.
Yes.
What else has been going on in your life?
Aside from the day job, Harvest Suns is starting to, we recorded in 2017, and we'll be putting out two albums this year, one in September and then one in December. And we're really excited about that because the songs that are on that album are going to be really, really good.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, we're just excited about this year.
Yeah. No
Next
kidding.
Year's going to be better. But
two
this
albums.
Year's going to be great. Yeah.
You're already like planning ahead, double album year, man.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to plan ahead. We always joke that we're playing the long game. Like
okay.
This is our retirement. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lot of work ahead to get there. So,
is there a strategy in two albums within that?
I wouldn't say so much a strategy as being ready for luck. So that's what we're working on.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, is it hard to balance dad life with musician life? Now,
absolutely,
that you've got both?
It is.
Because you just kind of want to sit there
when
and
most
play.
Bands play. It's you know. 9 to 2, which most venues in the area are getting used to having music earlier, which is nice. Like now I'm done by like 10 o'clock as opposed to 2 o'clock. You know, dad life and music life, they don't intermingle too well, but we make it work.
You'll probably be okay when she gets a little older, but a 4-month-old is a little hard.
Yeah,
to...
4 months, she's hard. Hopefully she'll be coming to the shows with me.
Absolutely.
You know, with us.
Yeah, she'll be playing backup guitar like at 1 year old, and
she'll
absolutely
be hopping on the band bus, and the wife will be hopping on the band bus, and we'll be going out to Colorado for weeks at a time. You know,
I like it. The music family.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So, speaking of musician life and shows and all that, do you have anything coming up soon?
Yeah, we've got a couple shows. We have one in Bishop Hill, actually, at the Colony Inn, which is a fundraiser for a lady whose house burned down in Galva.
Oh wow!
So we're doing that this weekend, actually, on Saturday night on the 20th. So if anybody up in that area is listening, definitely come out for that. I believe the music kicks off at 7 o'clock, and we'll also be taking donations, teddy bears for the children's hospital drive that you guys are doing here,
as we absolutely appreciate. Yeah. That's at that one, that same show.
Yeah, we're gonna do it there too. Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna do it at all our shows.
Yeah,
you kidding me?
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
so make sure
more bears
you,
the better. I mean, that's,
the more bears the better. Yeah. Do you have any personal ties to the children's hospital at all?
No, but I mean, obviously they do some of the best work in our community, so how could you not want to help them? So.
And it's especially now being a dad of a 4-month-old, it's good to know that it's there.
Yeah, I definitely think about how fortunate we are that we have a healthy kid, and like, you know, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to be in that situation. So something as small as donating a bear will make that kid happy you know, that's
absolutely
the least I can do, we can do as a band. So
let me tell you, I got the opportunity to deliver Barris with our drive last year, and the smiles, like, I've never seen a kid smile so hard. And you'd think, like, it's just a teddy bear, but it's like not just a teddy bear.
Melts your heart, probably. You know?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we gave this kid, I mean, I think he was 3, one of our ginormous teddy bears. And he, like, the look on his face was priceless. Yeah. Totally worth it.
Another thing that's cool, actually, that I think is really awesome is when they do the superhero day. Like,
yes.
You know, that's really cool. I mean,
it's definitely a good place to have here in Peoria. Let's play some music.
Yeah.
Got some original music, especially with your, some new original music, especially with your new albums coming out.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll play Lately.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the song and inspirations?
Yeah, Lately is just a song that, it's basically just about how I've been feeling lately. And the chorus line of the song is, New York, you never sleep, Nashville, Tennessee, you haunt my dreams, which more recently that's been happening, seems like. It sounds cheesy when you say it out loud, but but it's actually, one of the lines in the song is, you ever been honest with yourself at 4 a.m., like, you know, when you can't sleep at night and you just look yourself in the mirror, it's like, are you going to try to make this happen? Or, you know, it could be anything that's going on in your life.
All right, let's play that now.
All right.
This is Lately, Harvest Sons on 97.3 Nash FM.